This is 16-9, the podcast. I'm Dave Haynes. 16-9 has been online now for more than a decade, writing about the digital signage industry and filtering the BS. Now it's also a podcast, a chance to talk to smart people doing interesting things in this business. You can listen to episodes online, grab it from iTunes or Google Play, or use your favorite podcast app. 16-9 is sponsored and supported by ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. This week, I'm having a chat with Brian Fitzpatrick, the founder of Revel Media Group. Brian and his business partner have been very quietly building up a great little business in a strangely underserved part of the digital signage market, creative. His Utah company started as a media network, and he learned like a lot of people how hard that can be. Revel pivoted and started doing high volume, affordable creative. That worked. And so well, in fact, Revel started doing other services. Now it's a full service solution, growing like crazy. Brian and I chatted recently at Seneca's Partner Connect conference, and he took me through the origins of the company and where things are headed. So, tell me about your company. I mean, you've been around for a number of years, but you've, as I was saying to you yesterday, you've kind of run in stealth mode.
Correct.
What do you guys do?
So, what we do is we offer end-to-end digital signage solutions. So, we do everything from procuring hardware, working really well with CMS partners to get the best software, players, displays, do installations, create easy to use end user tools, work on customer service, tech support, be able to integrate with third party data, and also build content. Right. So we realized there was a huge gap in the industry for a company to kind of pull it all together. You know, there's great people making great products out there, great softwares out there, and what's really been absent is somebody to pull all these things together and own the solution for the customer. So the customer doesn't have to deal with 4, 5, 8 different people to have a successful digital signage rollout.
So you're doing the one throat to choke thing.
Correct. Or one back to pat is the way we like to say it.
One hand to shake, as they say, yeah. But it didn't necessarily start that way, did it? Didn't you kind of start much more as a content shop and almost like an agency?
Kind of. So we started the way a lot of people started in the business, with selling advertising and thinking, you know, the business model was deploy screens.
There's a pot of gold in advertising.
Exactly. Deploy screens, sell ads, buy Ferraris, right? That's the business model that's been tried over and over and over again in this industry. What we realized very quickly was that most people want digital signage. They want to use this medium to communicate, but they want to communicate their message. They don't want to communicate somebody else's message. And they started relying on us to help them communicate it, because even if they had the creative resources, the creative teams, those teams were so overtaxed that they didn't have anybody to actually focus on this medium.
Yeah.
And so we started out really building content to help our initial deployments. And then we realized very quickly that there was a need for more than just creating content. There was a need for somebody to bring the entire solution. And it didn't matter the size of the business, whether it was the corner coffee shop or large, you know, Fortune 500 companies, they all had the same need and were having the same issues with their deployments.
Now, there's a lot of companies that do, you know, the whole solutions provider thing in their markets. What has struck me as different and what intrigues me is the way that you've kind of bundled the creative into the overall offer, and how does that work, and what's unique about it?
Correct. So, you know, it's we're in an industry where everybody says content is king, but very few people actually build content.
Yes.
So what we do is, you know, content is one of the things you have to have. It's not the only thing, but it is one of those things, and it's one of the things that is missing a lot. And in order to have a successful deployment, the more content you have, the more relevant content you have, the more your viewer is going to be engaged, the more people are going to, you know, continue to watch the screens, and the more people are going to take their deployments larger and larger and larger. And so content really is content is king. And what we've realized is the way that you have to do it is you have to supply them content, be able to build them content, and you need to do it in a way that is almost a quantity over quality model. And people don't always need everything to win an award that's on a screen. They just need to get a message out.
Right.
And so what we really focus on is creating content very quickly. We have a 24-hour or less turnaround time on all of our content. And that's so that people can have content be done very quickly and on their screens. We also, with all of our models, we offer unlimited content creation. So I know there's a lot of models out there where for 5 ads a month, it's X amount of dollars or whatever, and you're really limiting people's creativity, and you're really right. limiting how much engagement you can have on the screens if you're limiting the scope of the content. So what we try to do is get a lot of people involved. We look at it more of a social platform. Mm-hmm. Where we try to get as many users involved as possible, actually trying to contribute to the content strategy, contributing ideas to the content strategy. And then our team of, you know, college-educated, US-based graphic designers mm-hmm. are building all of this content, not with templates, but from the ground up, on brand, you know, their style guides, their fonts, everything, mm-hmm. and delivering it very, very quickly and good quality content that, you know, people love to see on their screens.
At a premium price?
We are very, very affordable. Mm-hmm. We can typically offer an entire month of unlimited content for less than what most freelancers will charge you for 1 to 2 pieces of content.
And how do you do that? Is it because of process or volume, or you're paying slave wages?
So process is a big part of it. We definitely have a lot of proprietary workflow management tools, a lot of business intelligence that we've collected over the last, you know, 6.5 years that we've been doing this. We understand the needs of our customer. When we onboard a customer in a specific vertical, we know roughly about what their content needs are going to be, so we know how to staff up very quickly. We do hire great talent, and then we have some rapid content creation tools mm-hmm. as well as some content creation methodology that we use to deploy content very quickly. So really where we're seeing the savings is definitely volume. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, you know, we have negotiated rates with 37 million stock photography images that have unlimited impression licensing for digital mediums. Mm-hmm. So, you know, typically if you hire a freelancer or an agency or somebody like that, stock photography is gonna cost you, you know, $10 to $50 per image.
Yeah.
All of those images are included in everything we do, and we have an unlimited impression license on mm-hmm. Any digital medium for that. So all of these different types of things that we've really strived to become experts on mm-hmm. is why we can deliver the product we do at the price we do. Most people can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. You're based in Utah, north of Salt Lake City.
Correct.
Company is.
Correct.
And you came out of the pro AV sector, right?
I came out of the residential AV sector.
Okay.
And yes.
What got you into this? And
so I had a large residential AV integration company. Mm-hmm. Our clientele was, you know, the 1% of the 1%. And
so this is put in big ass home theater systems.
Exactly, home yeah. theater, but more than that, it was really integration. So home okay. theater was part of it, music systems was part of it, video systems was part of it, but really it came down to the integration of these systems. So mm-hmm. integrating
total
in
smart home.
Total smart home. You know, we were doing thermostat control and lighting control and all these right. things before, you know, before Nest was even thought of as a product, right? Mm-hmm. And we became very good at deploying these systems very rapidly, with a lot of stability, and learned a lot from that market of very wealthy individuals that were definitely needing solutions that were very, very simple to use. A lot of their mm-hmm. homes didn't get used but once or twice a year. And they needed to make sure that when they picked up a touch panel to control the system, they didn't need a manual. They didn't need to be retrained. They didn't need any of those types of things. So sold that business in 2008, left in 2009. And then in late 2009, digital signage was a big buzz, both in the residential AV space as well mm-hmm. as the commercial AV space. So took a look at it and decided to jump in and have been able to
hell with making money.
To hell with making money, right? Yeah. So
I'll take a vow of poverty and go into signage.
So luckily that hasn't occurred mm-hmm. with us, so we've been very fortunate. But trying to bring the same type of white glove service, uh-huh. simplicity to non-technical users, all of those same types of things that I learned in my last company, bringing it to this industry and kind of a different take on mm-hmm. on, you know, how to get from A to Z that's different than any business model we've seen in the space.
Mm-hmm. And so you started this 6.5 years ago. How did it start, and where are you at now in terms of numbers of people you have?
So we started, like I said, looking at it from an ad, kind of an ad play, right?
Yeah.
Like a lot of guys in the industry did. realized very quickly that that wasn't where the business
was. And you've since bailed on that?
We've bailed on that entirely. We've 6 months, 8 months, year in, completely bailed on that and focused 100% on our customer's message. So it's all about the company and all about the users that that are buying our solution and having us help them deploy the solution.
So how many bodies do you have now?
So we have roughly 40 people now. And we have deployments all over the U.S., some in Canada, down into the Caribbean. We have one in China, so I guess that makes us international. So,
well, Canada's international.
Yeah, Canada's international, or intercontinental, I guess. Yeah, so we've experienced tremendous growth. We truly believe that our business model and the way we're going to market is what this industry needs in order to tailor to the mass market. We've really been in with the innovators and the early adopters. And to really go mass market with this, there's got to be much simpler solutions than what's available today, and not just software, but entire solutions. So that's what we've really focused on. Our growth has been tremendous. You know, triple digit growth every year since we started. And you know, we've been having a lot of fun.
Can you talk about, when you say tremendous growth, how many venues you serve or endpoints you deliver content to, or anything?
So it's thousands and thousands. So we keep those numbers proprietary because it would be, you know, you could figure out our business model if you knew how many endpoints we were actually servicing, but it's in the thousands and thousands.
And the one I know about specifically is a C-store group in Western US.
Correct.
Are C-stores like a big vertical for you guys, or are you just all over the place?
Yeah, so we target about 12 vertical markets. Our solution we've been finding is really applicable to most verticals. And so, you know, we do have large deployments in C-stores. We're very strong in healthcare, banking, and internal communication and education. Are really really strong big verticals. Anywhere that you have an organization where they have a lot of people that want to communicate and contribute to the overall signage strategy and communication strategy, but they're not very technical. They don't have time to learn a CMS. They don't understand graphic design. They don't understand networking. They don't understand, you know, codecs and all the other things that it takes to actually get information to the screen. But they want to contribute to the content strategy. Any vertical where that takes place, we are applicable for and becoming very, very strong in.
And does it seem to matter the size of the organization?
It doesn't. When we started, we thought we were going to be the digital signage company for the small business owner. The guy on the corner with a coffee shop with one screen that has zero time to think about how he's going to get stuff up. He just says, hey, it'd be great if I could promote my community involvement. I could promote my employees. I could promote my other products and services. And we really thought that that was going to be our niche because of the solution we were bringing to the table, the turnkey solution. What we found very quickly was we got drugged into larger and larger and larger organizations because the same problem that exists with the small business owner, not having the time, not having the technical aptitude, not having any of that, exist in large enterprise as well. And you know, it's not that they don't have the staff with the mindset to be able to do it or the technical aptitude to do it. Nobody has the time. And 99% of the time, the user that actually wants their message on the screen is not the IT guy. It's not the art director. It's not the people that understand the technology that it takes to actually get that message on the screen. It's the HR manager. It's the safety director. It's a secretary in a lobby. It's those types of users that are being taxed with getting the message on the screen. And they need a solution to where they don't have to understand anything with the technology to be able to get their message on the screen.
So being a quote-unquote solutions provider isn't new by any means. There's a number of companies that do that sort of thing. Why have you seen the scale of growth that you've seen and other guys haven't?
So I believe it comes down to a couple of factors. One is simplicity and continuity of our product offering. You know, it's really packaged to be very simple to explain to somebody. And the other reason that I truly believe is our people. Mm-hmm. You know, we have some of the most phenomenal people that work with us, and they're all very, very passionate about our customer's message, and we all have a common vision and common goal. Mm-hmm. And because we're focused on the message and not the technology, it really makes us very different from most anybody else we've met in the industry.
There's a bunch of costs involved in putting this podcast together, so I'm very grateful for the support this podcast will get from our new and sole sponsor, ScreenFeed. Here's founder and CEO, Jeremy Gavin.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Gavin, CEO of ScreenFeed, the digital signage content store. As content people, we love great content, and we think Dave's doing a great job with this 16.9 podcast, which is why we've offered to sponsor it. If you'd like to see the content that we create on a daily basis, head over to screenfeed.com and check it out. Let us know if we can help you in any project you're working on. And do me a favor, if you don't find what you're looking for, shoot me an email at jeremy@screenfeed.com. I'm always interested in new ways we can help. Now back to the podcast.
Now, people listening to this, unfamiliar with what you do and maybe not having seen portfolio or anything else, I would imagine they would conclude that, okay, they're doing high volume content creation. It's going to look like crap. It's going to be very pedestrian. Sure, you can get it cheap, you can turn it fast, but it's not going to be effective.
Right. So all of our content is built by, you know, college-educated graphic designers, good quality content, and what in most cases, the content doesn't have to be award-winning, right? And really, for our users, everything that we do is far superior to anything they would put together themselves. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're replacing people just loading a PDF on a screen, right? That's what we see in signage deployment.
Sure.
We go into companies and they don't know how to build the content, so they just take the PDF, turn it into a JPEG, and throw it on a screen.
I've seen screen captures of Excel spreadsheets.
Exactly. And that's because you have basic users that are trying to get the information. Mm-hmm. So what our team does is builds great looking, great quality content at very quickly, very affordably. I can tell you that we get very, very, very few complaints about our content from our users. Mm-hmm. You know, award-winning agencies are going to look at our content and say, that's not great, that's amateurish, that's, you know, I would have done this, I would have done that, I would have done this. That's not the point.
And right? I would have charged $25,000.
Exactly. The point is, it's got to look good, it's got to contain great stock photography, it's got to be on brand, and it's got to be done very quickly.
And this is not just JPEGs and PNGs, this is motion graphics as well.
Correct, yeah. So we do static stuff. You know, obviously the type of deployment and the dwell time and those types of things determine what type of content goes on the screen. Some of it is static content, digital poster board type content, because your dwell time's half a second, right? Yeah. People glance at it, they need to get the message all at once.
What's the point of motion?
Exactly. You know, and I think we've seen a trend, not just with our business, but in the industry as a whole. Everybody started out and said, the more motion, the better, the more crap we can put on the screens, the better. Let's just make it so, you know, so much movement that you can't ignore it.
Yeah.
And the whole industry has started to migrate to less windows, less motion. And
I wouldn't say the whole industry.
Not the whole industry, but
it is getting smarter.
But a big part of it, right? And we've seen that as well. And so a lot of the content we create is static content because it's the right type of content for that. We also build a lot of 2D motion content and, you know, can do, you know, different things with motion. Mm-hmm. We also can add in sound. If networks, you know, the bulk of our networks are audio free, but the networks that do have audio, we can add sound as well.
Do you do any kind of data integration?
So we do. Another thing that is, I feel, really important in the industry is when you hand over a signage system to a user, almost every deployment has some type of third party data or external data that they want to access.
Yeah.
And most of the time, there's not an in-house solution to be able to help the customer with that. With us, we have full-time staff, several people, that all they do is API integrations all day, scrape websites, work with CSV files and TXT files and all the different ways data is coming out to be able to do, you know, call center statistics, wait times in emergency rooms, point of sale integrations, all this other type of data. We really see that is one of of the big things that makes a successful deployment mm-hmm. is you have to have the ability to integrate with those types of systems and that type of data.
Now, I would imagine when you're doing something like a POS system integration, that's not just part of the general offer. Like, you got to charge some money to do that extra work.
It depends on the complexity of it. Mm-hmm. And so typically what we'll do is we have our set fees, and that includes some amount of integration. And then if it's something that we've either, you know, never ran into before, or it's something that's more complicated of an integration, mm-hmm. then we do charge the customer for that integration. Mm-hmm.
Do you compete with content management system companies, like the big software companies out there, or big and small, or are you kind of complementary to them, or?
So that's a great question. So some people in the industry have thought that we're their competitor. Uh-huh. Some software companies. We're not. We are not a CMS company. We do not build a content management system. We partner with several CMS softwares that are out there. There's a bunch of people out there that are making great software. Mm-hmm. And then what we do is we integrate that with our front-end user tools and, mm-hmm. and with our business process. And there's a lot of softwares that are better in different scenarios, mm-hmm. depending on what types of devices they're trying to deploy on, whether that's menu boards, whether it's a kiosk, whether it's a communication board, whether it's an outdoor LED,
right.
whether it's a purpose-built piece of equipment that has a screen in it that lives as something else, but also wants to have messaging mm-hmm. when it's not being used for that purpose. And so we made the conscious decision several years ago to not build our own CMS platform, but to leverage partners in the CMS space
right.
that are experts at that, so that we can focus our time and our development resources and our skills on end user tools, as well as integrating with third party data and building content.
So how does the deal flow work? Is it typically one of these CMS companies bringing a client to you and saying, we've got this opportunity, we can provide the software, you guys take the rest? Or is it more the other way around, or is it everything?
It's both. So we have a reseller program mm-hmm. as well as a referral partner program. Some of our CMS partners are referral partners. Mm-hmm. So they'll get a call. The customer's looking for a turnkey solution, not just a software, and they will refer that relationship over to us. Mm-hmm. They know that it's still going to get deployed with their software, so they're mm-hmm. going to get their, you know, they're going to get their licensing and everything on it. And then we have referral partners that are in the media space, that they're being asked about digital signage. They don't want to get into anything to do with technology.
These are agencies?
These are agencies,
okay.
Right. And you know, they're responsible for the TV ads, they're yep. responsible for the print media, the social media, all that, and their clients want a digital signage solution. They'll partner with us and refer that business to us, and then we'll be able to deploy that system, and then they'll still continue to make a bulk of that content for that screen, but they will leverage them, and the client will leverage us for some of the content as well, depending
on
the
deployment.
And
what's in it for them? Is there a referral bounty?
The way that it works is there is a recurring commission mm-hmm. that our referral partners receive and our resellers. So our other type of reseller is anybody that's selling some type of technology service to companies right now mm-hmm. that is looking to get into the digital signage space mm-hmm. and they're confused as to how to get from A to Z.
Right.
So we can sign up these partners and immediately they're a digital signage expert day one mm-hmm. and they can bring us into opportunities, and if they do their own installations, great. They do the installation. Mm-hmm. If it's a company that doesn't do installations, they can subcontract with us to do the installation. And also, you know, if they want to sell the displays, mm-hmm. they can sell the displays. So we're not trying to take away any of the business that they already do. Mm-hmm. We're trying to bring to the table all of the other things that we do that they don't have that you really need for a successful deployment. Mm-hmm. So they can immediately compete in the digital signage in space.
How do you handle the dynamics around who owns the customer?
So the customer relationship is definitely owned by by the reseller. Mm-hmm. It's their customers. We're their partner, right?
We are there. Is it transparent? Do they know you're there?
They absolutely know we're there. It's, you know, we become a manufacturer of sorts, right? It's just like if you brought Samsung in as the panel manufacturer, right? Nobody's thinking that it's not Samsung panels, right? We're the same way. And mm-hmm. it's very clear to the end user what responsibilities the reseller has, what responsibilities right. we have. And, you know, we collaborate together and build a great partnership to be able to deliver the solution for that end
user. Have you chased off any companies that you know, wanted to partner with you and you just said, you know what, politically, or this isn't feeling right?
So we are very selective. We have a limited distribution model. We want to partner with people that share the same vision and focus as us. Mm-hmm. We want to partner with people that understand our business and understand why we exist. And we probably turn away as many partners as we accept.
Mm-hmm. I would imagine companies that software companies that have some sort of a managed services model of their own, that's a relationship that's probably not going to work well because you're going to be competing for the same opportunities in some ways.
It's possible. I wouldn't say that I've had those conversations with any of them.
Uh-huh.
The CMS partners that we do partner with embrace what we're doing. They really understand that they need to be really good as a platform,
mm-hmm.
and they need to focus on being a stable technology and
right.
a stable way to do content delivery.
I think, yeah, that's kind of my point is
right.
they want to be software companies.
Correct.
It's the software companies that also want to have recurring services from all those other things.
Right.
If they partner with you, there's going to be bun fights about, well, you know, no, we'll do the monitoring. We want you to just do this
right.
part.
Yeah, and that, you know, and that's a possibility. And, mm-hmm. you know, we're not a solution for everybody, and nobody is, mm-hmm. right? I think everybody fits differently into the market. We know the type of customers we want.
Mm-hmm.
We know the type of partners we want, and we know the type of quality of a solution that we want to provide. And we just move forward with that.
Mm-hmm.
And no's an okay answer.
Yeah.
You know, I've never lost money saying no.
Mm-hmm. So why do so few people in this industry know about you?
We've been very careful about our business model and getting people to understand who we are. We are very end user focused and not necessarily self-promoting focused.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of things we needed to learn and continue to want to learn. And we didn't want to be disrupted by trying to promote ourselves in the industry, trying to get any type of validation from the industry or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
My background and my belief is you do what's right by the customer. You don't do what's right by what everybody in the industry tells you is right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of noise in this industry. And there's a lot of people that say a lot of things but don't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't say that to be negative. I just say that to be realistic, right? There's a lot of, you know, I've been to DSE the past, you know, 7 years. I go to Infocom every year, and there's a lot of breakout sessions and a lot of people that claim to be experts in this who really, they don't understand the end user.
Yeah.
And what they're preaching is not helping the industry.
Mm-hmm.
In order for this industry to get into mass market, like we're starting to, the black eyes on the industry need to become to a minimum. You know,
mm-hmm.
the ad-based networks that are huge rollouts and fail and end up with black screens everywhere, those black eyes need to go away. These deployments of people that just hand somebody a 3-inch manual or 14 hours of online videos or whatever and say, go have fun with it to the end user. And
mm-hmm.
it's the new puppy, right? Looks great for 3-6 months. And then the screens go dark. Those types of things are what we're trying to push against.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew that it would be a little bit disruptive in the industry. We knew that there would be some people that wouldn't embrace what we're doing. And so we've really tried to fly under the radar.
Mm-hmm. Does it surprise you that in an industry that endlessly barks away about how content is king, how few content creation resources there are out there?
It dumbfounds me.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely believe that, you know, because you're right, the entire industry, any email that comes out from the industry, any convention you go to the industry, everything is content is king, content is king, content is king. Everybody tries to just leave the content to the user.
Yeah.
And that's why we feel that our business model is very valid.
Mm-hmm.
We are a lot of things in a turnkey solution, but we're definitely content creators. We're content providers. We understand that that is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, cornerstone of a successful digital signage system.
Sure. So what does the next year or two look like for you guys? Are you going to be expanding?
So absolutely. So we are still signing up resellers and building out our resell channel. We have a great partnership with a lot of CMS companies as well as, you know, a major display manufacturer. We are increasing our efforts into how we get to end users and how we explain our solution to end users. And we're constantly growing as a company, not just in headcount, but in listening to our market, mm-hmm. listening to the end user, understanding what their content needs are, developing new processes and new products to be able to bring to our users around the content space.
And you're opening an experience center or something like that in Phoenix?
So we have opened a couple months ago. We opened a digital signage experience center. It's basically a place where our resellers can take their end users. They can show digital signage from how it is in an environment
mm-hmm.
with content that's relevant to their vertical. And it's less about the technology. The technology is all hidden because the end user doesn't really care about the technology. The end user cares about their message. So it's a place for our resellers to bring their end users to show them an experience, mm-hmm. right? We're selling an experience. Signage should be all about the experience.
Right.
And to sell an experience, you need to show an experience. So we've invested in this center in Phoenix. We're partnered with Samsung on it. It's been done in partnership with them. The response has been absolutely phenomenal. And our goal is to build more.
Mm-hmm. Just in the U.S. or beyond?
Currently, our plan is just in the U.S., but we are finding through some of our partners who have relationships in Europe and Australia and other parts of the world that what we do and the problems that we solve for end users are just as prevalent everywhere across the globe. So it wouldn't surprise me if we end up in other countries.
Do you expect copycats?
I hope so. I would much prefer that the industry adopts the way we're looking at the market and what we feel the market needs
mm-hmm.
and embraces the total solution methodology. Good competitors can only breed more business. And as we get into mass market, I would much rather not be fighting against the black eyes on the industry
yeah.
and then competing against people that still offer a great product. And either way the customer goes, it's going to help the industry in general.
Right.
Right now, I really don't feel confident in that. You know, if we don't get an opportunity and it goes to somebody that does it themselves or, you know, doesn't do it with this total solution and managed solution concept, and then their deployment ultimately fails, that's one less customer for all of us.
Right, okay. So there's a few Revels out there. If people want to find out more about your company, where do they find you online?
So our website is RevelTV, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, uh-huh. .com. That's the best place to get information about who we are, why we exist, which mm-hmm. is the most important, as well as the solutions we provide and the different industries that we work in.
Okay, perfect. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much.
That's it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed listening and that you learned something. If you want to stay on top of what's happening and actually matters in digital signage, join thousands of readers who visit 169, that's 16-9.net every day. 169, the blog, and now the podcast are both properties of Vertical Media Consulting Group, the massive media empire I run out of a spare bedroom in my house near Toronto. Thanks to our podcast sponsor, ScreenFeed, and thank you for listening. I'm Dave Haynes.